You knew it was going to be an uphill battle, and unfortunately, Mother Nature kind of took full effect there and just tough day all around.
It's not easy, you know, pitching on turf and the ball's slick, and the, you know, when you take that step and you're sliding everywhere, mm-hmm. I mean, that's not fair to anybody. You know, even like the best pitcher in the world is going to struggle at that. And so, I mean, that's, I mean, it's nobody's fault, you know. And yeah. To be honest, I kind of chewed the umpire's butt a little bit. I said, this is not fair for anybody. It's not even safe. I mean, even, you know, the Haven girls were sliding around on the bases. So
yeah.
It's, you know, that everybody wants to play on turf, but, you know, when it's raining like this, it's not safe. So,
and especially in a state tournament game when yeah. it means more.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even the Haven coach came over and talked to Cheyenne and said, we know that you're a really good pitcher and we have high respects for you. And he's like, you know, it's not good for anybody. So, you know, it's tough. It's tough, you know, tough situation to be in.
It is. And, you know, I thought despite all the tough elements, you guys fought hard here and that. And you guys battled even though you were down big. And, you know, when the rain subsided, and of course it wouldn't rain when they were in the defense. But I thought when the rain subsided, you guys kind of showed that who you guys truly were there at times and in a good way.
Absolutely. And we were hitting the ball. And to be honest, like, you know, the throw home at Chris, I might have not sent her, you know, in a normal mm-hmm. situation, but when we're so far behind, I have to be a little risky. And you know, the left fielder kind of bobbled it a little bit, so I just sent her, because I mean, Chris is fast, and but gosh darn, that left fielder had a really good throw, and at home it just right in the right spot. So yeah, I mean, in a normal circumstance, probably wouldn't have sent her, but you know, when you're down solo, I mean, we needed to get some runs in, I had to, you know, do what's best for us and send her.
Yeah, and I thought you guys did have some good hits at times here today as well. And she was a Bronner's a pretty good pitcher. Something different from her than maybe what you saw from others this year?
Honestly, not really. She reminded me a lot of the she hit her corners really well. Didn't really show too much else. Just kind of hit inside outside a lot, and I think we were thinking about it too much a little mm-hmm. bit sometimes at times, but. You know, I honestly, if we would have had more at-bats with her, I think we would have been way more successful, you know. So it would have been a totally different ballgame mm-hmm. without this rain.
Yeah, you almost kind of take away that second inning, and it was a pretty good game other than that.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of wish if we could take that one inning out, I think it would be totally different, you know. And it's hard to, you know, keep it, like, mm-hmm. stay in the game and keep your confidence, you know, and – you know, not even like the umpire or the person that's running this tournament doesn't have the best interest of the girls, you know, in their mind. They just want to keep it on schedule. So, I mean, that's not fair to anybody. So, yeah. I mean, I wish I could have another shot at this game, but, you know, it is what it is. And unfortunately, I mean, it just didn't work out in our favor.
Yep, it was a great run coming to an end. And I know middle of April, you guys kind of had to do a little searching there. And you guys came back and fought hard. You got – we're peaking at the right time coming into states, and you know, we come back and knocking off Holcomb in the regional final in a thriller of a game that went back and forth. This is a whale of a run this year for you guys with a lot of new pieces that you had to put in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we fought through a lot of adversity. I mean, like, we had to find new positions for everybody. I mean, I had, you know, a couple of juniors that probably would have played varsity if, you know, we didn't have so many seniors ahead of them, and you know, they had to kind of figure out that, you know, the varsity pitching a little bit, but you know, they picked it up halfway through the season, and there are some really key, like, hitters mm-hmm. towards the end of the season. And you know, our seniors and juniors that have been playing varsity, like, they were able to, you know, kind of bring the team together and, you know, really start figuring things out and you know, making some really good plays and really start hitting the ball.
Well, I say this, last time we'll get to work together, Coach.
Unfortunately,
I know it, in the last game. And thank you for everything. You had to put up with me through everything, and I appreciate that. It's been fun covering you. Man, what a run you've had here in Scott City.
I have to say, I was really scared always when I first started doing this, you know, with the radio stuff. I'm like, I don't want to sound stupid, you know, blah, blah, blah. But you're actually really easy to talk to, Adam.
Well, thanks.
So you make it easy. So
I try.
They should keep you around because you're really good at your job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, I was going to say this, our good friend Gary, he didn't train you at all or anything?
No, he didn't. I don't know. I guess I should. I should call him and tell him that, you know, he should have been giving me a little more advice what to say on the radio.
All right, but no, thank you. I really appreciate everything, Coach, and enjoy your time there at going to Augusta there to teach there, and hope best wishes there, and thanks again for everything.
Well, thanks, Adam. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate all the support that I've had throughout the 10 years. You know, coming in, didn't really know really what to expect, and I just taught the girls what I knew, and I guess it just worked out in my favor. So, you know, thanks for all the parents that like drove their kids all over the state of Kansas and really believed in me in the summertime. And you know, it's I'm speechless what to say and what's happened here at Scott City. So, you know, the people here are really great, and I'm really gonna miss it. But it's time for me to move on and be closer to my family and see what my future holds, I guess.
All right. Thanks again, Coach.
Thanks, Adam.